disturbed.
Okay. And before you can hitch your horse to a buggy or a wagon, you say you have to?
No, I never hitch one.
What do you call the stuff you have to, what do you do to them? To get the, you put the what on them first?
What, you mean talking about saddle, just putting a saddle on a horse?
Or if you're gonna have them to a buggy or a wagon, you wouldn't put a saddle on them?
No. I don't know, okay. You probably put the reins on them. I really don't know. I never hitched a horse to a buggy.
Okay. And some of the, nowadays people would carry clothes out. They'd carry down their clothes.
Hamper.
Or clothes. Another name for that.
Clothes box. So.
Okay. And nowadays if the light wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new light.
New light bulb.
Okay. And what do people make out of sugar cane?
Sure.
Anything else?
What they make out of just syrups, I don't know.
What about something similar to syrup?
Molasses, sometimes.
What's the difference?
Probably sweeter. Molasses is probably sweeter.
Did you ever hear something called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
The short sweetener was probably your cane syrup, and your long sweetener was probably the molasses. You know?
Did you ever see people make syrup from the molasses?
Yeah, some make syrup.
How would they do that?
Well, it's a nasty method. If you make it yourself, you just got your sap and your sugar and stuff. And I really don't know, it's small. In fact, a bit of my mom and dad used to make syrup.
They used to make what?
Syrup. Mm-hmm. And just really never paid any attention, you know. I mean, it was just, to me, it was real good to eat. So I was small and really didn't pay that much attention to it.
How would they grind it?
A little old hand type operation deal. Not really. They may even still have the thing, I don't even know. In fact, I got an uncle that still made syrup.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I really don't know.
They don't grow much sugar cane in this area, do they?
Not as much as they used to.
They used to have it pretty much?
Oh yeah, just about everybody had a patch of sugar cane.
What about if you were gonna buy some molasses now, what would it come in?
Probably a gallon can.
Do you ever hear the expression a stand of molasses?
No.
Or a stand of lard? Did you ever hear that? And something that flour used to come in, when it'd come in these big wooden.
A barrel?
Uh-huh. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
The O-ring?
Or another name for that.
We always call them a barrel ring around here.
Do you ever hear a hook?
Probably so. I've heard of it, and we just call them rings, you know.
What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
The nails would come in.
Mm-hmm.
Keg.
Okay. Did you ever see a water barrel or water keg or beer keg or anything like that? You know the thing that you turn?
The spout?
What you turn it. You call it the spout? What about out in the yard, what you can turn and get the water out of?
Faucet.
And at the sink?
Faucet.
Okay. And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Do what now?
Nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Probably in a bag.
Made out of...
Paper.
What about something that flour used to come in? If you didn't buy it large enough to get it in a barrel, it would come in
a bag.
Made out
of? Well, I'd say a bag is actually a bag or sack.
Mm-hmm. Was it made out of paper?
Cloth.
What about something that feed used to come in then?
Sack.
What kind of sack?
Well, sack feet be the paper art. It's a rough material,